We also had a full-time workforce development director. Part of this discussion through our new three-year action plan, we're committed to hiring a new business retention and expansion director that we hope to have on board, barring or hopefully with qualified candidates stepping forward by the beginning of the second quarter of 22, so just in a few short weeks. So that was some of the reasoning behind the discussion to increase funding. I know that there are multiple business sector investors at the table that would like to see the county's portion increase a little bit. I'd say since roughly 2016, the 30 plus or minus business sector investors have accounted for anywhere between $135,000 to $150,000, depending on the budget year, of what they contribute. That's kind of the history and what's been going on. And so we'd be happy to answer any questions or address any issue.
Thank you for the history. When I came on, it was $50,000, and that is what it had been, just remained.
Yeah.
And I had brought up, but it was after the budget was approved and everything, the increase, and I was told that that would have to be discussed at budget time.
David, we have enough in our other funds, but this all falls under the same GCR fund, does it not?
It does. Yes.
What line item is this one?
This is going to be all of its separate portion within GCR under economic development.
What's that number?
120.
It is 127.
127?
Yes.
Okay. So it all falls under GCR then?
Yes. And GCR has a 500,000 contingency.
Has contingency and also has other funds that aren't going to, it's not going to cause us to go over if we were to approve it for the additional 25,000. I think the frustration was, it was brought to our, at least my attention, the day we voted on finalizing our budget. So I think the frustration was, is, hey, at least the phone calls that I got was, well, we should have talked about this a month ago or yeah, 2 months ago, and maybe that didn't work with your guys' timing.
I think that was the intent, and we had board members that, you know, they're also doing their own jobs.
The intent
was to make the calls and to start the, and unfortunately those discussions happened probably a little later than would be ideal.
That's why the attorney was not aware, so there was no change in the contract and agreement, but it just never did get signed.
Yeah, we got Nikki. Nikki was on off as always. She was on top of it. We had the contract way before, you know. So.
So have you guys already approved this one or no?
No, we have it in our possession. We just, you know, and we asked, you know, should we just hold on and we have the discussion and go from there?
Have you approved? You haven't approved any contract, any room.
No.
The original amount or the new request.
Exactly. And also we went through a accounting software change at the new year. So invoicing had just started getting processed last week. So we haven't done that either.
Sorry. And there's go ahead.
When you did your budget, what amount did you put in your budget?
We budgeted for 50. I live within my means. I'm not gonna put money in there that we don't have commitment to. So, but like I said, you know, these discussions have been had for quite a while. You know, I've made requests in writing to former commissioners for additional funding. You know, we've had other municipalities that have increased funding, and the discussion is, well, you know, would the county consider? And so we've danced around this, and I'm not being critical. I'm not saying, you know, something could or should have been done. But, you know, I think this year was the first year that the executive committee, you know, you had people around the table raise their hand and say, well, I'll talk to Commissioner Wyatt, or I'll call Commissioner Schofield or Commissioner Williams. And so it's like, okay, that's how we got here.
My memory doesn't remember ever getting a request before that.
Until this year, yeah, because I think the writing
year
was a
that's not brought it forth when
no
I requested this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
There's no other changes to the contract other than the amount, correct?
There shouldn't be. We haven't requested anything. I trust Nikki to.
I think we
have done and performed things outside of the contract, you know, just as the Economic Development Organization, you know, without getting into the weeds of history, the intent, you know, 11, 12 years ago was to look at, you know, diversifying the economy, looking at ways to bring in other industries outside of tourism. As we've grown, those challenges are bigger than what we probably anticipated. So we've pivoted and changed strategies, and now it's more 12-month economy regardless of industry. You know, over the last 5-6 years, you know, that has really shifted towards workforce development. If you talk to any employer or most employers in Taney County, one of their top two or three issues, if not the top issue, is access to labor, quality of labor. And so you'll see that, you know, over the last few years, we've focused a lot on housing. We've focused a lot on supplemental labor programs to help, you know, bridge the gap for the employers within the community that are struggling to find help. So it's not just about, you know, the traditional headline grabbing projects that come and go. There's more of a long, sustainable approach to population growth, workforce development, community development, and so on. So,
well, and the importance of the housing, working to having, we can't bring new businesses in if you can't have employees to work in a place for them to stay.
Yeah, and we can't quit growing because the only way to coast is downhill. But we have to have employees, and so there's a whole litany of challenges that goes along with that. But the housing is one of those issues.
And as a board member, for several years in the organization, I've seen the need to have an organization that brings all the assets of our county together from a central standpoint and can showcase those to other people, to help the existing businesses in the community. As Jonas said, he's really expanded the services to encompass all things economic development. And we do need to keep in mind that any time we have a success in Taney County, it directly benefits you know, the county through sewer sales, or not sewer sales tax, through sales tax.
Take that head off, Brad.
Yeah, sorry. Through sales tax generation, and it may be over in a city, but it also benefits the county.
We did also help with the campaign.
I tried three times to make a motion.
No.
You guys just keep talking.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
Moved. I'm going to label this economic development project contract as Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 2/14/22, contingent upon legal review and approval.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I did the contingency just because that way Travis has a chance to look at it because there's some changes made.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
If you guys want to keep talking, you can.
No. You know, I was told once in sales that once they start nodding,
yeah,
stop talking.
I was over here doing this.
Well, I'm coachable.
There's a time to hold them.
Commissioner, just know for the record, I didn't say one dang word. You know.
And that's why we like you the best.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why I said that.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Insurance discussion with John Akers of Hollis Akers Arney Insurance Business Advisors.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Well, I just have a quick update. As promised, we went through the end of the year, but since I made the appointment, we actually got another month's worth of claims data. So I've got two separate packets in here that we can just run through quickly, and then we're just going to give you a quick update on some of the other projects we're working on as well. In the front of your packet, the first thicker packet is the, you can see it says 1/1 through 12/31, so this is your annual claims. for the actual policy period. You've seen these reports before, so just kind of walk through. The first page goes through kind of where the money's being spent. One of the things that we see is that throughout the years, whenever I first got into this, right at 30 years ago, it used to be that inpatient was far outstripped outpatient as far as where we spend money. If you look up at the top of the page, the outpatient care is actually exceeding, and that is routine with the ones that I go through. And it's just so many procedures can now be done on an outpatient basis that used to be you had to go into the hospital for. So you just see more and more where this is going to be the trend is outpatient is going to outstrip inpatient as far as your spend goes.
I think they've changed their criteria before they admit them in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. You can actually spend the night, but as long as you're not there 24 hours, it's classified as outpatient.
Yes. I've had them up to 3 days.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go. So if they're doing that as well. So anyway, the you know, physicians, emergency care, looks to be in good shape. We've done education around that through Mrs. Mueller and trying to make sure that your staff knows the best way to access and utilize care. So I don't see anything on this page that really jumps out to cause me concern, but this at least lets you know where the money's going that we're writing our premium checks for throughout the year. If you turn the page, it's in graphical format, basically the stats that were on the page before. I'd like to look at it in that fashion as opposed. There is roughly 2/3 of the money is going to pay for employees, another 1/3 to pay for family members. We like to see office visits up as far as what money's being spent on. That's where we want people to be going for care, and we want them to be going often so we catch things early. And so you seem to be in a good position there. Again, facility, meaning in and outpatient, is by far still your biggest spend at 80%, but then physicians and other providers come in at the other 20. The next page goes through basically what was spent in various months. The last couple months of the year were actually pretty good for us, so we cleaned up a little bit. That'll help us because those months will be used in our next renewal. You can see that a total of $1,936,000 in medical claims only. This does not include pharmacy. The next page shows the pharmacy side. And that's pretty typical as far as the spread between the pharmacy and the medical. The pharmacy over the last several years has gone up and up and up again, is the same as outpatient. And so that's going to continue, unfortunately, because all the new blockbuster drugs that are coming out and the cost of these drugs, and whereas it used to be when I got in the business, it was 5 to 8% of the money we spent was on drugs. Now it's between 20 and 25% of everything that you spend is on drugs. And it's mainly due to those new, anything you see advertised during the Super Bowl, that's one of those drugs. So
you've not seen any change. The federal government, they're kicking around a lot about the pharmaceuticals and what they're charging and trying to...
There was. Actually, President Trump had some things going. I've not seen a ton lately as far as much traction on that, but hopefully we do get some traction on being able to regulate a little bit some of these drugs that are coming out that are literally over $1 million a year to take. And it's just, in some cases, for self-funded or other employers, it's bankrupting plans to have these drugs at those prices when it's hard to justify that kind of a price on any drug, much less, you know. But that's the environment we have. So if you look at the billed amount, if you looked at our loss ratio just on a pure basis at the end of the year, it was 107%, which is not good. However, when we go over the shock losses here in a second, you will see there's some significant ones there. If you smooth for shock losses, meaning taking anything out for any one individual claimant above $100,000, our loss ratio goes down to just over 87%, which 85% is a good bellwether. When you look at healthcare reform, that's what they want the insurance carriers to underwrite to. So we're running a slight fever, but not significant compared to where the industry would want us. Next page goes over the received amounts, so you guys do make adjustments as you go. The next page is the